Right now on VFN TV, a powerful answer to prayer. A conservative judge has been put on the Supreme Court. We're going to go right to the White House as we see Judge, Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh put into office by President Donald Trump right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
These are exciting days.
Not just exciting days. These are happy days. I mean,
who was that song go? Right? Happy days.
Oh, happy day.
Okay, so, oh, happy days.
No, seriously, how exciting
when
is
Jesus
this?
Jesus.
Okay, how exciting.
Listen.
Really, this is exciting days.
It's so exciting for us because we pray for 9 years.
9 years.
Nine years, not just us alone, but the prayer community, other people across the nation has prayed. And God has put in two conservative judges. We only have 9 Supreme Court judges in America. And it was so exciting to see President Trump, you know, nominate someone and stay with the nomination
stand
to the end.
Stand with the nomination.
And it was really rough. You know, my heart's broke for, you know, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and his family and his girls. But, you know, it came through. Everything came through great. As a matter of fact, the president just introduced him and swore him in at the White House. And all the Supreme Court judges were there. Their families were there. It was just a wonderful, wonderful
historic
time.
Event, huh?
And he apologized on behalf of the country to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for what happened to him.
It's the right thing to do.
I know. Let's go to the White House now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Members of Congress, members of the cabinet, honored guests, and fellow Americans, it is my privilege to address you tonight from the East Room of the White House. We're gathered together this evening for a truly momentous occasion. I have long been told that the most important decision a president can make is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. Well, in just a few moments, we will proudly swear in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Joining us for tonight's ceremony is every sitting Supreme Court Justice. Chief Justice Roberts, thank you. Justice Thomas, thank you. Justice Ginsburg, thank you. Justice Breyer, thank you, Justice. Justice Alito, thank you. Justice Sotomayor, thank you. Justice Kagan, thank you. And Justice Gorsuch. I would also like to send our deep appreciation to Maureen Scalia, the wife of the late, great Antonin Scalia, and also to our White House counsel, Don McGahn. Thank you, Don. Thank you. We are thrilled to be joined this evening by Justice Anthony Kennedy. Justice Kennedy, America owes you a profound debt of gratitude for a lifetime of noble service to our nation, and I want to thank you very much. Thank you. Very very special and treasured guests tonight are Justice Kavanaugh's amazing wife, Ashley. Thank you, Ashley. And their two beautiful daughters, Margaret and Liza. And we are also joined by Justice Kavanaugh's mom and dad, Martha and Ed. Thank you. I would like to begin tonight's proceeding differently than perhaps any other event of such magnitude. On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. And with that, I must state that you, sir, under historic scrutiny, were proven innocent. Thank you. Margaret and Liza, your father is a great man. He is a man of decency, character, kindness, and courage, who has devoted his life to serving his fellow citizens. And now, from the bench of our nation's highest court, your father will defend the eternal rights and freedoms of all Americans. You know that. We are joined tonight by a leader who has never wavered in his support and devotion to the rule of law and to Brett Kavanaugh's elevation. He's worked very, very hard, and he truly has done just an incredible and wonderful job for the American people, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Thank you, Mitch. Please, stand up. I think that's the biggest hand he's ever received. They just don't. They don't get it, Mitch. You're great. Thank you. Very much appreciate it. I'd like to thank another man whose principled leadership has earned widespread admiration, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley. Thank you, Chuck. We are grateful to all of the senators on the Judiciary Committee who fought so hard for this confirmation. Senators Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, Orrin Hatch, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Ben Sasse, Jeff Flake, Mike Crapo, Tom Tillis, and John Kennedy. And thank you also to Rob Portman, sitting right here. Thank you, Rob Portman. And finally, we are indebted to Senator Susan Collins for her brave and eloquent speech and her declaration that when passions are most inflamed, fairness is most
in jeopardy. How true, how true.
How true.
Brett Kavanaugh is a man of outstanding intellect, a brilliant scholar, and his credentials are unsurpassed. A graduate of both Yale College and Yale Law School, he has taught at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. When he's not working or with his family, he's giving back to his community. He spent 26 years in public service, and just like Justice Gorsuch, he clerked for Justice Kennedy. For the last 12 years, Brett was a judge on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, widely regarded as our nation's second highest court. During his tenure, he authored over 300 opinions, distinguished by their masterful and impartial reasoning. Known as a judge's judge, he is a fair-minded, unbiased, and even-handed person. He understands that justice must be divorced from the passions of the day, tethered instead to the enduring foundation of our republic, the Constitution. Justice Kavanaugh fills the place left by Anthony Kennedy. Soon, Justice Kennedy will administer the judicial oath to Brett Kavanaugh, just as he did last year for Justice Gorsuch. This will be the first time a Supreme Court justice has ever sworn in a former clerk to take his seat. A beautiful moment which reminds us that freedom is a tradition passed down from generation to generation. And that's a big statement, and I want to thank you for that so much. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. Margaret and Liza's presence tonight reminds us what his historic event, All About Your Father, is all about. It's about what kind of a nation we're going to be and what kind of a country our children will inherit. It is up to each of us and to all Americans watching tonight to answer that question. It is up to us to reclaim our heritage of equal and impartial justice. It is up to us to rededicate ourselves to the traditions and wisdom of our founders. And it is up to us to renew the bonds of love, loyalty, and affection that link us all together as one great American family.
Wow, that is so exciting to see this. It's actually happening. We're going to go to break. We get right back. We're going to see Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh sworn in and hear a speech from his heart. It's going to bless you. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
From the Gutenberg Press to now bringing the Bible to more than 6 billion people.
More than 1,000 additional language translations next year. Over 2,000 additional in the next 5 years.
Catapulting the impact of the Bible into the digital age in one easy-to-access location.
Biblica, Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, and the American Bible Society together provide 90% of Bible translations in the world. And they're working together in forming ETEN, Every Tribe and Every Nation, in a digital Bible library.
The Digital Bible Library is making the Bible accessible to millions on a multitude of digital platforms in what Wycliffe Bible Translator CEO Bob Creason calls another Gutenberg moment. Bible deprivation will cease when every tribe and every nation in the world has access to this book of books in their heart language.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
$25 million Christians stayed at home. 5 million votes decided who would be president of the United States. And the American dream is in jeopardy. So for me, it's not about the country, frankly. It's about my children. And that's why I'm telling you, my faith votes.
I'm so mad at you. Well, this is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and if you've said those kind of words, then listen to conflict resolution expert Ken Sandy. He suggests you have a little talk with yourself.
If you can develop the habit of detecting anger early on and sort of step back from it so you can know, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Talking to yourself, bringing actually the reasoning capacity God's given to us to bear is a huge help in dealing with anger. The other common one is to find something else to do for just a little while to get your mind off of it. And when you do come back to it, it's amazing how much that the intensity of that emotional feeling will drop down, again, giving us the ability to deal with it rationally.
Take a deep breath and be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. For more trusted relationship wisdom from Ken Sandy, tune in right now to FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to the White House and see Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh sworn in right there in the White House. And we're also going to hear a speech from his heart. It's going to bless your heart. Join us now.
Let us pray we are successful in this task. And let us pray that all of America's children will grow up in a country that is fair and just and safe and strong and free. And let us ask God to bless Justice Kavanaugh and his family as they embark on this incredible journey together. I now invite Justice Brett Kavanaugh to come forward and to take the judicial oath. Thank you very much.
Justice Kavanaugh, are you ready to take the oath of office?
I am.
Will you please repeat after me? I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially
discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform
all the duties incumbent upon me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Mr. President, thank you for the great honor of appointing me to serve as a justice of the Supreme Court. I've seen firsthand your deep appreciation for the vital role of the American judiciary. I am grateful for your steadfast, unwavering support throughout this process. And I'm grateful to you and Mrs. Trump for the exceptional, overwhelming courtesy you have extended to my family and me. Mr. President, thank you for everything. I'm honored to serve on a Supreme Court headed by Chief Justice John Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts is a principled, independent, and inspiring leader for the American judiciary. As a country, we are fortunate to have John Roberts as Chief Justice of the United States. I'm honored to serve alongside all of my new colleagues, each of whom I know, and each of whom I greatly admire and deeply respect. All nine of us revere the Constitution. Article 3 of the Constitution provides that the judicial power shall be vested in one Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is an institution of law. It is not a partisan or political institution. The justices do not sit on opposite sides of an aisle. We do not caucus in separate rooms. The Supreme Court is a team of nine, and I will always be a team player on the team of nine. As a new justice on the Supreme Court, I understand the responsibility that I bear. Some 30 years ago, standing here in the East Room with President Reagan, Anthony Kennedy took the oath to be a new justice of the Supreme Court. Justice Kennedy became one of the most consequential justices in American history. I served as Justice Kennedy's law clerk in 1993. To me, Justice Kennedy is a mentor, a friend, and a hero. On the Supreme Court, he was a model of civility and collegiality. He fiercely defended the independence of the judiciary and zealously guarded the individual liberties secured by the Constitution. Justice Kennedy established a legacy of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. I will always be humbled and proud to sit in Justice Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. Thank you. I thank the members of the United States Senate, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, for his leadership and steady resolve. I thank Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley for his wisdom and fairness. And I give special gratitude to Senators Rob Portman, Susan Collins, Joe Manchin, John Kyle, and Lindsey Graham. They are a credit to the country and the Senate. I'll be forever grateful to each of them and to all the senators who carefully considered my nomination. Presiding over the final vote in the Senate on Saturday was Vice President Pence. I'm grateful to the Vice President for his sound advice and faithful support. I thank counsel to the President, Don McGahn, who was a warrior for fairness and performed his critical duties in the finest traditions of our Constitution. Thank you. I thank all the outstanding people in the White House, the Department of Justice, and the Senate who worked day and night on this nomination. One of a federal judge's most important responsibilities is to hire four new law clerks each year. The law clerks are recent law school graduates, and they work in the judges' chambers for 1 year. They're among the best and brightest young lawyers in America, and they become the future leaders of the legal profession. I thank my former law clerks who devoted so much time and energy to support me during the confirmation process. Inspired by my mom, who was a trailblazer for women in the law, I've worked hard throughout my career to promote the advancement of women. Women still face many barriers in the American workplace, and all of us have a responsibility to address that problem. During my 12 years on the D.C. Circuit, a majority of my law clerks were women, and almost all of them went on to clerk at the Supreme Court. A clerkship on the Supreme Court is one of the most coveted achievements and credentials in American law. I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court. Tonight, I thank all my friends, so many amazing and fearless friends from my high school days, college, law school, clerking, the Bush White House, including President George W. Bush. From the judiciary, teaching, coaching, playing sports, the vibrant, loyal, and tight-knit Catholic community here in the D.C. area, and so many others. Ashley and I are grateful for their prayers and for the prayers from the thousands and thousands of people we have heard from throughout America. When I give advice to young people or speak to students, I tell them, cherish your friends, look out for your friends, lift up your friends, love your friends. I love all my friends. I thank my family. My mom, Martha, and my dad, Ed, are here. I'm their only child. My mom was one of Maryland's earliest women prosecutors and trial judges. My dad taught me his work ethic and love of sports. They've given me a lifetime of love, and I'm forever grateful to them.
Well, this is such a powerful, powerful speech. Listen, I know we're coming to the end of the program. We're going to have the whole speech available for you at VFNKB.com. But I want to pray right now. Let's pray. This is so important because, you know, God has established a conservative court. No man can accomplish what has happened right now. But thank God for the leadership. Thank God for the tenacity. And thank God for somebody like Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who literally coaches his girls' basketball team, handled a judiciary circuit, and also feeds the hungry in Washington, D.C. It's Matthew 25. Let's just pray right now for the whole Supreme Court that abortion is going to end in Jesus' name. Father God, we just pray right now for the entire Supreme Court, God. Touch their hearts, God. We just pray for those in authority over us, God, that you would touch their hearts and direct their hearts like a water course, God. God, end abortion in this nation, God. Touch their hearts. Help us expose the reality of life, that everybody sees how important life is, Father God, and turn our courts back to you, back to the original tent of our Constitution, God. We just bless Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh and all the judges, God, and we ask you, Lord, speak through them, God, and we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.